3 weeks ago today, the people of Ivory Coast voted for a new president. The hope was that the long-delayed election would end almost a decade of turbulence. Instead, a post-electoral tussle over who won has plunged the already divided nation deeper into turmoil. From Abidjan, NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctin reports.
Supporters of the disputed incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo chant their disapproval against the 10,000-strong UN peacekeeping mission in Ivory Coast, shortly after his government yesterday ordered the Blue Helmet troops out of the country immediately. Gbagbo's camp claims the peacekeepers have not remained neutral in the presidential tug-of-war with his rival and widely recognized president-elect Alassane Ouattara. The UN Secretary General's office says the mission will remain in Ivory Coast and warns that any attack on his forces is an attack on the international community. The UN spokesman in Ivory Coast, Amadou Toure, says the peacekeepers have the green light to return fire if they need to.
They have rules of engagement, so of course they know what to do and how to do it. We don't want clashes with troops loyal to Gbagbo, but of course we have a strong mandate and our soldiers know what to do when need be.
On Thursday, troops loyal to Gbagbo and Ouattara clashed in Abidjan with at least 20 dead in what was billed as a peaceful march by Ouattara's supporters. He was declared the winner of last month's vote by the Electoral Commission, certified as the new president by the UN and endorsed by African and world leaders. The Constitutional Council overturned that decision and instead proclaimed that Gbagbo had won. But President Obama and others insist Gbagbo must go now, peacefully, or face sanctions. The political standoff has paralyzed the economy in Ivory Coast, the world's top cocoa exporting nation. Jean-Louis Billon is the head of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
What we fear really is a confrontation between the two camps, between the two presidents, and we're afraid that war is now inevitable and people will suffer, no revenue, no work, so they have to meet and find a solution in order for this country to recover.
A view shared by increasingly desperate Ivorians. Ophébia Quist-Arctin, NPR News, Abidjan.
You're listening to NPR News.